going to cut the news short for this week's program here on Native Solidarity News so that we can listen to a very special person, and not only in pre-produced form, as you will hear from this CD called Tune Up, but in a very, very down-to-earth form recorded a few days ago in the studio here at Native Solidarity News. I hope you will enjoy Kinney Starr. Welcome to Native Solidarity News. Well, actually, I'm very, very, very excited to welcome to Native Solidarity News Kinney Starr, whose music some of you may have heard, and probably, unfortunately, many of you have not heard of Kinney Starr. So I'll just maybe ask Kinney to introduce yourself, and then and we'll let the music do some speaking, too.
All right. Well, I also appreciate you taking the time, and I'm also stoked to be on your show, so thank you. And my name is Kinney Starr, and I'm from Calgary, but currently live in Vancouver.
And you are very involved in the hip-hop community that we've been hearing about. We've had folks from Redwire Magazine.
Cool.
They just put out a new CD. Can you talk about the vibrant community that's happening there right now?
Yeah, it's actually a pretty exciting... there's a pretty exciting community here in Vancouver with the native scene is... I live in the east end of Vancouver, and there's quite a lot of healthy Indians here, and it's nice to be around, and there's, you know, smart people raising kids and doing art and speaking on a lot of different issues with a lot of intelligence and conviction, and it's one of the reasons why I stay here, actually.
Now, what's your sense of what's happening in other parts of the countries, too, with in hip-hop-wise and with the Native Youth Movement and so on?
I wish I could be more informed for that question, but, you know, because I can't say I've spent enough time in other parts of the country recently to really get a feel for it, except I guess I was just living in Montreal for a little while, but I was working for Cirque du Soleil, so I had no contact with the outside world. It seems to me that hip-hop, though, is a pretty good voice for people in general, but especially for Native people, because it's sort of similar to modern... To me, it's kind of like modern powwow and, like, contemporary powwow in the sense that it's storytelling. And I really see that, and I do think there's a connection.
Yeah, there's something you said in the Spirit magazine,
yeah,
about also the kind of the live vibrancy, you know, the MC at the powwow,
and yeah,
and why so many people are using hip hop and spoken word as a way to get message out about not only the political self determination issues, but also people's lives and. Can you talk about what the music has meant to your life?
Well, I mean, I basically, most of what I have listened to growing up was, I mean, heavy metal, rock, and hip-hop. And for me personally, hip-hop has, I mean, because I was writing poetry before I was, like, rhyming in the form of hip-hop, so it's like it's a platform for poets. That's what I see it as, and for me it was a pretty amazing discovery to start writing my own beats and sampling important music or important sounds, like that Alanis Obomsawin documentary Gonna Sitage. I sampled that. I've done, like, when I work live with my sampler, I use quite a few bits from that documentary interspersed between beats. And I just think hip-hop is, like, you can use that form to say a lot of things. Like, you can rhyme over it, but you can also sample a lot of sounds. And I think that's why people really like it, is because you can tell a lot of stories with it. Whereas with rock music... Like, you can write the song, but it's not as easy to... You don't have as much of a rhythmic format to bring other samples and stuff in.
One thing that I feel with this music, with hip-hop, mm-hmm, and with punk and with folk music, mm-hmm, is it's can reach across so many different lines in society. And that this is really, even though it is often kind of youth music, this is music that is saying the same things that a lot of... elders are saying and are living by, and I'm kind of interested in your sense of, I guess, the place of hip-hop culture in Native culture.
Well, I think that it would be, I think it's idealistic, actually, to think that all hip-hop or all elders are speaking from like a pure place, because I think unfortunately there's still a lot of sadness that comes out in, you know, messages that are not always to uplift people. But I think as people get stronger, that the messages get clearer, and that, you know, people get healthier so that their messages are more to uplift rather than to condemn or condescend. I don't know if that answers your question, because I'm still not totally clear on the question. But I do think that, like, I do think that it takes work to write music that isn't just, like, a rant. And I think that we tend to, like, as young people, I think we tend to glamorize quote-unquote elders, because elders can need just as much help and compassion. Like, I think we tend to look to our elders for all the answers, but a lot of elders are pretty, you know, have had a pretty hard time, and they need our answers too, more than them giving us answers. Do you understand? Am I making sense?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate you questioning the question, you know.
Okay. Like, I know that's touchy ground, right? Because I know, like, young people, we're more ready for a resurgence of some traditional values, and, like, we want to study with elders and look to them, but there's just, our elders have gone through a lot.
Yeah, and my question was making a lot of assumptions, you know. Also on this program, you know, we're always, when we play hip-hop, it's conscious hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking with people in different communities, it's, you know, it's not people with a, what would you say, you know, it's people who are less close to a lot of the corporate or government problems, you know, so there is a... I guess it's part of the bias of the audience of this program.
Right.
But it's important to remember that, because all that actually, that's part of what this program exists for, is to get inspiring music like yours out in a sea, you know, where a lot of people aren't going to hear about it, because there was the marketing of other hip hop and other youth culture, you know, is other ideas of what native or, mixed blood reality is are so dominant. So it's really nice to have a good half hour to chat with you and play some of your music.
I'm falling, but most days I'm so amazed by my friends and family that nothing can touch me, no one can push me down again. Our love.
You're listening to the words and music of Kinney Starr here on Native Solidarity News. That's Amazed from her latest Sun Again CD. Go to kinniestarr.com. And here's Kinney telling you a little bit more about where she's coming from.
My current trip, political trip, and my fixation and study kind of in the last few years is kind of what I was just talking about a little bit, but to restate it or to try and talk about it more is, I find that the diversity of Indian people is overlooked a lot when we talk about where, like, who we are or where we want to go. We often fall back on these cultural stereotypes of what we're supposed to be. But I think something that's maybe a health, or for me it feels healthier to try more to be myself than to uphold an idea of what I think I'm supposed to be if I want to be, quote-unquote, more Native. And, like, I see a lot of young people, including myself, having a hard time because we all feel like, oh, I'm not Native enough because I don't wear my hair in braids or because I have blue eyes or, I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And something that I feel would give more love is to be more accepting of the diversity of who we are and, like, the fact that, like, for instance, if I walk into a friendship center, I'm immediately going to feel, oh, I shouldn't be here because I'm mixed blood or I'm not Native enough. And I think that if we kind of expand our ideas of the fact that to be a good example as a Native person, we don't necessarily have to uphold the, like, the postcard Indian ideal, that to be a good person, we just be ourselves and shine in our diversity. I think that those ideas are sometimes overlooked in our pursuit of, like, re-embracing Native values.
It's amazing, given the reality of how, you know, Canada was established and continues to be developed, how little discussion there is of the kind of sense of mixed culture that you're talking about. Not, you know, there's some discussion of ethnic mixing, you know, people who have different parents who come from different backgrounds, but then there's also, you know, cultural mixing that is, you know, having a lot of different influences from your grandparents.
Exactly.
And yet trying to honor something about the spirit that they have lived by.
Yep. And I also think it's like, I think that this is just a theory, but I know a lot of people who do believe this too, is I think it's easy to assume that there was no love between Natives and non-Natives in the last 200 years. But I think that there has been a lot of love because, like, as political people, we like to oversimplify and say, well, white people are bad and Native people are good and white people wreaked havoc and Native people did no harm. But I think probably there was love between Natives and non-Natives as well as war and as well as injustice. And that's, I think that Canada was founded, like, obviously there were huge forces of oppression that were squashing people. But I really believe that, you know, that there was love too. For me, that is like when I shut my eyes and I imagine what it must have been like for my grandparents and my great-grandparents all mixing and meeting with each other as new fabrics and new spices came over on boats and people died and people made love and babies were born. I think there was more love than the history books tell. And that's an important way to forgive. Or that's what I feel.
And your music, in that sense, is a real gift. You've done, from what I've read, I mean, we never met before this week, but from what I read, you've talked about your own evolution as an artist and your growth as a person and how pleased you are with the message that Sun Again, your latest album, puts out. Can you talk about, you know, coming to that place of that you're painting a picture here of? Mm.
Well, yeah, I try to with albums like the last record, Sun Again. I really wanted to create brightness in the music and create a positive message. Like there's one line in one song where I say, red man, white man, ending, beginning, now grown radiant and getting bolder, smile of a child held by strong shoulders. Ain't no shame to play the game ethically. Speck, who's my friend, comes to the land of common currency. Currency is to currently share energy, flow to the beat of Mocha, who was also on that track. But then I say, that even the strongest rock can become sand and can sift through the hands of a woman or man who stops long enough to listen, ear to the wind, mind to the rain, blood of the heart beats for change. And I was trying to, in this record, I'm trying to write about coming to terms with family and racial evolution. And just being like, if, you know, saying to myself, because a lot of times songs are, like, we think we're writing a song to someone else, but we're actually writing it to ourselves. And to try to write to say, yes, we're evolving, and it is actually getting stronger, and people are getting happier. And, I mean, obviously those messages are questionable, and we can look at it from the other side and say, actually, no, things are terrible. But I want to believe that we're getting stronger. And that's what I tried to write about in Sun Again. And that is the thing that makes me not want to, you know, cut my arms and lie in bed all day and smoke pot, is if I focus on, I open my eyes, I go out and I open my eyes and I see people and I see their growth and their happiness, and that makes me feel good from day to day. And that's what I wanted to write about. And that's what I tried to write about.
Speak words that carry, and then my legs can move freely.
but I got such good luck that I step the fuck out the frying pan. See, I'm a good cook, right, man? Chili peppers, yeah, I'll take them. And juicy birds, alright, I'll bake them. Make up a soup, yum, yum, so we all can move along like culture. What's done is done, goodbye congestion. I just got one simple suggestion. Forsake the answer, rename the question. What lies deep enough not to be mentioned should be brought to the top to be spoken. Even though you may have been real heartbroken, feel like your brains and your blood's been soaking in a pool of regret, you just haven't gone for your truth yet, right?
If you had wishes for how your music could get out into the world, what are some of the ways that you would like to see?
Well, I'd like it if my songs could get on more mainstream radio someday. I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but I'd like more exposure. But I would also like to teach music. I'd like to teach voice. Although, I mean, it's not like I'm not really a trained singer, but I've picked up tricks along the road that help. And singing is an amazing, like, anyone who sings will attest to the fact that it really makes you feel better. So I'd like to do music that way. I'd like to get into the schools, and be more involved in, teaching music and getting people singing and drumming. Like, my first instrument is the drums. And I know a little bit about programming beats because I've done a lot of it. So I'd like to, teach that.
Well, it sounds like you're already doing some of that, definitely having an influence on a lot of people and musically and in terms of just life force, inspiration.
Thanks.
Yeah. Seriously.
Thanks.
Not just saying that.
I'm trying. That's all you can do.
Yeah. And you can succeed too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We got just a couple of minutes left here. I just wanted to ask what else you would like to share with people listening to this program at different places between Nova Scotia and British Columbia?
Wow. That far reaching, eh?
20 different communities. Damn. In Canada, and gonna be hearing more of your music after this too. So,
what would I like to say? Oh, I know what I'd like to say. I'd like to say that noticing small things in the city, like for all those natives stuck in the city, because I'm stuck in the city too, that I find. That if we look down at the ground, you can see either dirt and garbage, or sometimes you'll find like a feather of anybody, any bird, like seagull or pigeon or crow, whatever. But I think if we look hard enough, we can always find evidence that the earth is really alive, and that's what I'd like to say to anybody who has forgotten that or forgets it sometimes, because I have to tell myself that all the time, to look around, and like, it's real easy to just hate everybody and hate life, but there's still lots of beauty there, I think.
all those friends following you around too, different weeds popping up through the cracks. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
In the pavement, or else you'll see like a little pine tree growing on the side of a rock, or, you know, if you're outside of the city, or like berries coming up between fences. I mean, it's everywhere.
Any wishes for your own coming days and months and years that we can share with you?
Well, I can tell you a little secret, which is that I, it's not really a secret, but I'm making a rock and roll record. Like, I'm trying, because I've always written rock songs, but I haven't recorded that many of them. So my next record, I'm going to try and make more rock songs. And that's pretty exciting for me, because it's fun to take a different concept for each record and really work it.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the last thing I'm going to ask is if you have a preview for anyone, if you have any piece that you'd like to share a cappella now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like a little poem?
Yeah, anything.
Hmm. Yeah, I can actually do a... Yeah, I have a piece that I can do. It's. Should I just start?
Yeah.
Okay. It's called... Well, it has lots of different names, but it starts off as... I saw an eagle take flight the other day, and all my Indian stereotypes got in the way. He was just feathers and strength and movement on treetops. The gulls heckling him, unwilling to stop. And an eagle is not such an unlikely sight, but I twist round, conditioning, caught up in his flight. Is it my red DNA that sends shivers down my spine, or my fair side that loves and learns equally with time? Don't blame me for my blood dilution. I can't separate. That's not part of the solution. Blood is a debate of human abstraction, not to be mistaken for some vague indication of my skeleton's lack of perfection. See, I am of the earth, rocks moved by friction, dug up and dumped on by needless ambition, tightening and whitening the new generation, governed by my blood's blinding devotion to the beat and to the base, to never finishing the race, to never getting in the chase that could take me from you. So feel free to look upon me as what you see. I'm fairness in the winter, brown like summer's father. All my blood knows that the earth is the mother. I wake some nights to see the moon ache with wonder at family truths been buried stale under. I look upon my father's face. I see the sorrow in his race. I see the swollen way he stands. I see the bottle in his hand. But millions of him built this land, cities of his calloused hands, doctors, lawyers, workers of the heart and mind. But that Indian stereotype paints a vision less kind. That's why the eagle in the sky is watching as I change my mind, as I change my mind. That's it.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me.
You know I like the way this is going down. Do it. Come on. Right.
Ever since the day you came, my life has not been the same. I wanna hear you say my name the way you say it. You say it. Ever since the day you came, my life has not been the same. I wanna hear you say my name the way you say it. You say it. I wanna be the wish that you make at night as your pants grow too tight. Wanna give you dreams and indeed on our days up seem messy. Wanna watch that light behind your eyes grow as wise as the sea and the sky.
Just
this
sky.
Just this sky.
handle this much bliss and wisdom and determination. Stay tuned to your local community radio station for one more offering of Kinney Starr. This is all from Sun Again, her most recent CD. Again, the website is kinniestarr.com. And yeah, I want to thank also Mandy Wheelwright for helping arrange this interview. I hope you have enjoyed this special time to really bask in the glow of quite a special person, as seems to often be the case with this program. So yeah, and thank you to you again for sharing and creating this space together. Radio is much more than a one-way communication medium. So here is Kinney Starr from Sun Again. The song is called Come, and have a great week. Get in touch with Native Solidarity News, NSN at CKET.ca, or 514-486-0246.
Come, come, let's sleep.